And away we go. It is a Getaway Friday here, Friday, February the 6th, 2026, 2626, 12 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan. Pastor Whitaker hopefully will be with us, but the roads are a little dangerous out there. Maybe we'll have a call in before the end of the show this week. But, Matt, I'll tell you, the news this morning is definitely Savannah Guthrie's mother, still gone after 6 days. Very tragic situation. We talked about it last hour. Does anybody want to weigh in this hour? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you.
Yes.
You know, I'm starting to feel that people are kind of scared of us.
Well, you know, you'll have that, I guess.
Well, when you're number one, it happens. 740-383-9944. Some things are just beyond me. I really don't know. I don't know. Savannah Guthrie's mother kidnapped, what was it, Saturday night, early Sunday morning. TMZ gets a ransom letter. I just don't know. The whole thing seems a little shaky.
Whoa! Do you think they have any, like, I don't know, any suspects or anything? Any leads? I'm sure they have suspects. Suspects are easy. You can make a list of suspects like nobody's business.
Well, they say they don't. That's the whole thing.
No suspects?
No.
Suspects are, well, I mean, to the extent
that... I'm sure they're suspicious of somebody, but they've got no evidence. They've got no leads. I think that's what they keep saying. No leads.
Well, yeah, no lead, yeah.
Oh, I hope they find this woman.
Oh, yes. I mean, obviously, yes. I hope she's doing well.
Yeah, but time's passing.
Time is going by, yeah. I still want to know why it took them 2 days to get a ransom letter out. I figure I would have a ransom letter, like, pre-written or something.
Well, they had to take her first, and Sunday the mail doesn't run, and I'm sure they didn't email it.
Fair enough, yeah, that's fair. Why'd they take her on a Sunday, then?
You gotta plan your kidnappings according to when the mail runs?
You gotta plan things out better.
I don't know. It's unfortunate. The whole thing's unfortunate.
Yes.
Then we've got the Ayers Ratliff interview that aired yesterday.
I think that was interesting.
Big show tonight, by the way. Something you've never heard on this station before, so you got to tune in 8:15 to 10 p.m. And then your show tonight, 10:15 to 11. Are you excited for tonight's show?
I am, yeah.
It's kind of like the groundhog. They all come here. That's all I'm saying. They all come here. Casey Putsch yesterday, running for governor.
I listened to bits and pieces of it. I was, like, sleeping.
I found him to be interesting. You know, I've interviewed them all now. Putsch, Heather Hill, Vivek, Amy Acton.
I remember very little. I remember him saying that, basically, he was a fan of Donald Trump. I remember him saying that the wine needs to go.
I know the Putsch people felt it went very well.
Well, that's usually how that goes.
You know, and that's what I respect about people. Because that was not an easy interview. I certainly did not give him a pass. I like when people come into an interview, understand that there's going to be hard questions asked, and then respect you when it's over. Not whine. Go away and whine. Oh, you were too hard on me.
Well, I mean, if there are hard questions that need asked, you know, I mean, you got to ask the hard questions. I don't understand the problem there.
Well, I think Ayers got asked hard questions yesterday.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And I respect it. But I just, when people just whine and then say, oh, the media's out to get me, the media's out to get me. Well, okay. Yeah, okay. I never have understood that. What is the media's agenda to get somebody? I mean, really, what is it?
I mean, your guess is as good as mine. I mean, I assume it's like...
I never got up in the morning and thought, I'm going to get somebody.
No, I mean, I think people think that, like, they sometimes media reports things in, like, a lopsided manner.
Well, though, that's really not media. That's more sensationalism. If you are a legitimate news source, you don't attack other people. Now, if you have a negative story, that's not attacking. I'm just reporting what happened. But to attack somebody's character or something like that, you can't do that.
No, but like, I mean, like, people point to like Fox News and CNN.
Yeah, but I'll give you an example. Much like with the Ratliff interview, okay? Ratliff attacked Grogan. Yeah. Heavy. Mm-hmm. Heavy. Jay McDonald as well. Okay? I didn't say a thing about either one of them. Didn't say a thing. But because it happened on my show, people will say, they're against us. Why would you let those people on? Well, first of all, if you thought about it, it's live. How can I know what they're going to say? And number two, do I condone what they say? I don't condone what anybody. It's not my job to condone. It's an interview. So, you know, I mean, I've known people have called in, callers, and said stuff about people. And they've tried to blame that on me. Now, how can I know what a caller is going to say?
Scott's out here messaging people. Call
that's
in,
right.
Call
that's
in
right. I'm setting up the calls. Setting up the calls. I mean, that's how paranoid people are. That's how whatever fits their narrative is what they do. And that's how the media. Ooh, the media is biased. You know what the media's bias is?
Well, I mean,
why are we talking about Savannah Guthrie's mother? That's not happening in Ohio. The media's bias is toward things people want to hear. That's it. It's not Republican. It's not Democrat. It's not liberal. It's not conservative. It's what you think people want to hear. That's it. That's what the bias is.
Well, yeah, that's tends to be the general job of media. They like viewership.
Right. The bias. Why do you want the big? Why do we want Ayers on? Because it's going to get attention. It's not because of his political party. It's not because of his political philosophies. It's because of the situation he was involved with.
Yeah.
Why Casey Putsch running for governor? That's it. You had a Republican and a Democrat on yesterday. So what's the bias?
There's not.
Faber, last Friday night, Republican?
Yeah.
They never bring it up. You're always liberal. But then look at the guest list as of late. You know, Keith Faber, Republican auditor. Casey Putsch, Republican gubernatorial candidate. Joe Brown, clearly conservative television personality. I mean, seems pretty balanced to me.
I'd say so, yeah.
Maybe even a little more toward the conservative side when we're talking about topics as of late. But nobody brings that up.
Jason, I'd agree, yeah.
Jason Schauber, Republican.
Yeah. Jason announced he was going to run for county commissioner on here.
Right. So, you know, if you can do that, good for you. And that's what you are biased toward. Ken Holleran, Democrat, announcing he's running for state rep in the 86th district. You know, that's the bias. News.
First is always right. Good, too.
First local and live interview with Ayers Ratliff. We didn't sit around and talk politics yesterday.
Yep.
So again, I never understood media bias. I really don't. Now, I understand bias in general from people who claim to be media.
Well, I mean, I guess, yeah.
Because if you have a political ideology and that influences how you report, that's your bias. But that doesn't happen with real news people. Because you wouldn't have anybody from the other side on. If I really had a political ideology, I wouldn't have Casey Putsch on. I wouldn't have Jason Schaber on. I wouldn't have the QAnon shaman on. I wouldn't have Joe Brown on. I wouldn't have Keith Faber on.
Probably not, yeah. I agree.
Well, I'm just saying, this is what people spend hours... People love to talk about political bias, political bias. Why do they like to talk about it if it's not there?
Well, I think they just perceive that it exists.
Because of their political bias.
Yeah.
And that's what I've always said. Check the audience's bias. Because the audience does have a bias, and, well, they should. So if you're reporting against their guy, they don't like it. So they think you're biased, when really that's more their bias.
Probably, I guess.
All right, so what's interested to you? We've got Savannah Guthrie's mother.
Well, I mean, that's interesting to the extent I... But I don't know, really. I mean, we talked about that pretty thoroughly. I mean, I think it's interesting to the... I mean, you know, it had to have been pretty planned. I mean, they cut the... Well, again, we don't know that they cut the camera. But the cameras went off. And then, you know, shortly after, there were people on the property. So I, you know, there's that.
Seems like a lot of problem to me.
Yeah, but, you know, hope they find the poor lady.
Just a terrible story. And that's why I hope it has the big happy ending.
That'd be nice.
Well, they haven't found her, so maybe it will. Why don't you read this? You don't have much to say about anything right now.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Go ahead.
We talked about a lot last hour. let's see here. The Lee Street Presbyterian Church is holding their Women's Association annual soup supper. It is at 455 Lee Street here in Marion. It's going to be Friday, February 13th of this year, and they're going to be serving from 4 to 7 p.m. And the cost is just a donation. They're going to have homemade chili, vegetable and chicken noodle soups, maybe potato soup. I guess we'll find out. Shredded chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, desserts, punch, coffee, etc. I'm sure it's going to be a great time. They say that they hope to see you there. And if the weather is bad, they will reschedule to February 20th, 2026, same time, 4 to 7.
Now, what sounds good to you?
I like chili. I don't know, I like food in general. So, I mean, potato soup's good, chicken noodle soup's good, vegetable soup's good, chili's good. Shredded chicken's good. Hot dogs are okay.
The whole thing sounds good to you, huh?
Yeah, I can eat. I like food.
Pizza is the only thing you don't like.
Well, I mean, there is more than pizza I don't like, but yeah, for the most part. I mean, pizza's just like one of the... like pizza and cake are the two biggest like things that I don't like that are popular, I guess.
You know what? I don't know why this computer keeps making this noise.
You can just turn down the volume.
Well, I don't want to turn down the volume because sometimes we play... Yeah, here we go. No sounds. There we go.
Oh, there you go.
Now let's see if we got it fixed. I think we do.
Nice.
But let's see if we can still play stuff without muting. Let's see here. Here we go. Get ready for a promo coming up here.
Oh, promos are good.
We're having fun every day on Now with Scott Spears. Just like ask an legendary comedian, Phyllis Diller.
Why hasn't the world found Scott and put him on a pedestal? Right. And, you know, after all, Larry King can't live forever.
Or legendary actress, Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers. And that's why I love you and your show, dear.
Actress and singer Marla Gibbs.
As long as you breathe, you'd better believe it's never too late for life. So drop all your fear, 'cause as long as you're here, it's never too late for life.
Or the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hello there, how are you? Scott Spears, Ted Williams here in Columbus, Ohio. And Scott, I just want to let you know I love you as an individual. I always refer to Marion as being the home of WCMH's Bob Nunaway, and now I refer to it as the home of Scott Spears.
That's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Friday.
You know, that's like a resume right there. I just should send that around.
Yeah, I think that's good.
That's a good resume.
What song was that Marla Gibbs was singing?
I think it was one of her own songs.
Man, that's a good song.
Never Too Late for Life.
Is that the name of it?
I think so.
I'd ought to put that one on my playlist. That's a good song.
That's what you like, huh?
I like music in general. I like a lot of music.
You know, we haven't played the Phyllis Diller. Did you ever hear the Phyllis Diller song?
I'm sure I have.
Well, let's play it. You know, it's a Friday. Let's see what we got here. 24 degrees here in Marion, by the way.
Say, Phyllis, with a twang. Say, Phyllis, where's old thing? Hey, Phyllis, what the secret of life? Is it breakfast, lunch and dinner, and two cold beers every night?
Well, the internal temperature should always be 68 degrees. Every room of the house should be 68 degrees.
So the turkey should be the same temperature.
I didn't say that. You said, what should the internal temperature be? And you mean of the turkey?
Of the turkey.
Well, hell, I've never been in a turkey. I don't know about that.
Does Butterball...
How would I know? I can't get in there.
Does Butterball give you any type of training, Phyllis?
No, they assumed that I knew. Oh, that'll be the day.
Bring on the bacon, bring on the coffee, bring on the costumes too. I like the labels, drink your friends under the table. He who lingers, blue.
Well, I doctors used to follow me around, you know. While sharpening their knives. They loved me.
Phyllis Diller, you're a treasure. Thank you so much for joining us on Thanksgiving and giving us something to laugh about. And you know, laughter behind turkey is the best medicine.
Absolutely. Eat well, laugh well, live well.
Absolutely. The wonderful, gracious, my pal, the amazing Phyllis Diller. Happy Thanksgiving.
But my pal, Scott Spears, you have one too.
Say, Phyllis, with a twang. Say, Phyllis, where's your fang? Hey, Phyllis, what the secret of life? Is it breakfast, lunch and dinner, and two cold beers every night?
The one and only Phyllis Diller song, performed by Paul Savage. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, from one of our listeners out there, you had me call Marla Gibbs once to set up an interview or something, and you had asked me to ask her about singing a specific song. I just remember that she was not happy about that, LOL. Yeah, I know what that was.
Set him up.
If you spend any time at this station, you will have to call a celebrity for me at some point to set up the interview. Because I don't want to talk to them beforehand because they'll say, let's not talk about that. It's just, I don't want to do it. I'm going to talk to him when we go live on the air. So what happened was, I did not realize. She sang the song to her TV series, 227. There's No Place Like Home. And I wanted her to sing that song. Well, I did not realize that there was a little drama behind this when I asked her to do it. Apparently, she had, her daughter had written a song, or she had written a song or something, and they opted for this song that she did not write, but she sang it. So, she doesn't like to sing it, because it's not her song.
Why didn't you sing her version?
Well, I don't know what her version is.
Well, it would have been better to hear her version then.
Well, you know what? Let's hear the 227 theme. We're having some fun here today. People will remember this. You won't, because you don't remember 227, do you?
Nope.
Okay. Well, this was the 227 theme song. Yeah, with Marla Gibbs singing it. It became a classic. That's the sad thing about... Now, see? Oh, we don't want to do that. Now, how do we... Why is that bleeding through, I wonder? Isn't that weird? Okay, hold on. Here's the 227 theme, sang by the great Marla Gibbs. This is why it's a good song.
There's no place like home. With your family around you, you're never alone. When you know that you're loved, you don't need to roam. 'Cause there's no place like home. Times are changing every day. We won't get by with no same old way.
See, that's a great theme, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's good.
Now, wouldn't you want to hear her sing that?
I mean, I guess, yeah. I mean, I like hearing people sing in general.
But apparently, she's not a fan of the theme.
Has she ever sang her version anywhere?
No, but you know, I didn't realize... You ever watch Mama's Family?
No.
Boy, where do you live?
I don't watch TV.
God almighty.
All the movies I've seen are with my grandma. And they're like, most of them are horror movies. She likes scary movies.
Well, I guess some of these have the lyrics here. In any event, apparently, Mama's Family was just a lyrical theme song. But, No, how... Okay, Vicki Lawrence was the star of Mama's Family, and she wrote lyrics to the theme song, and they decided they'd have to pay her if they used the lyrics and had her sing it. So when you listen to Mama's Family, it was just instrumental. But when she did her one-person show and toured the country, she sang the lyrics to the theme song.
They didn't want to pay her to sing the lyrics to the theme song.
So they just used the instrumental version.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't that sad?
That's nice.
Well, here's what you would have heard if, you know, this was the theme as it aired without lyrics. And then when she went around the country, she did the, yeah, here we go. This is actually how the theme was. Yeah, this is actually how it aired all the years. Okay, that's the what you heard for 6 or 7 years or whatever it was on.
It's a nice theme.
Well, there actually were lyrics to that. And here are the lyrics that she wrote. Here you go.
Well, I've been all around the world and I've seen most everything. A rich old tycoon.
Yeah, it's horrible. That sounds horrible without any music behind it, don't you think?
I think so.
Let's see if we can find a better version here.
For how many years?
Oh, here we go.
So, and now you know we're back on MeTV again, right? You could have tuned us in every night and listened to this stupid little song, but now you're going to be able to say to your friends, "Duh, I heard the little lyrics that are supposed to go along with that stupid song." So, if you would please, boys, play my theme song for me. My theme song. What are you guys filming? I better not see this on a Seniors Gone Wild website. And I would like everybody please to hear my theme song, please. Mine. Ha ha, you're very funny. Okay, here we go, you guys. You know this song. It's called Let's My Happy Home Be the Judge. Been all around the world and I've seen most everything. A rich oil tycoons, big movie stars, and silver boots and limousines. Well, east is east and west is west, but back home is where I like it best. For tender love and care, you can get anywhere. I say, bless my happy home. Second verse, second verse. Well, these she swas an escargot. We got nothing on black eyed peas. Keep your palm trees swaying on the white sand beach. I'll take the swimming hole if you please. Well, I gotta have a piece of mama's apple pie. I call her on the phone and she starts to cry. I tell her, chill me up, room, I'm coming back to you. I say, bless my happy home. Home, where lazy Susan is a friend of mine. Home, where a Saturday night across to 1298 wants a beautiful wine.
I think they should have let her sing the lyrics, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
Good lyrics.
Well, I mean, yeah, the lyrics are good, but I mean, you know, I think that the instrumental by itself sounds better.
Well, you're just familiar with the instrumental.
Yes, yeah, probably. I mean, I have seen the show.
Hey, we've got our own little stuff here, by the way. We've got our own little, let's see what we got here. We've got, oh, we got Larry Barnett's out call.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Larry Barnett.
Yeah!
Oh, there we go.
Yeah!
That Larry Barnett, your out call. It's one of our favorites. And then we've got Roger Houston, the voice. We've got his famous call.
The Pacers are moving in behind the Mike Wolfenberg starting gate. A field of eight. This is the second heat of the little brown jug. And here they come.
See, that's good. And then we've got, we've got Ted Williams sign-off, I think.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of my service mission until I return to the soon again. Brother man, sister too, if you can, be nice to someone short, because you never know when someone short has to be nice to you. I'm going to make way for Scott Spears. In the meantime, if you're driving on the highways and the byways, or if you're in the street on your feet, do remember to take it with care to get there. I'm gone, Marion, Ohio, WWGH with Scott Spears. I love you, Scott.
Very nice.
Yeah, I like that.
Now, this this is supposed to be like the returning from a break. I never use this, but it's in here, just so you know.
And now, Scott Spears.
See, there you go.
Very nice.
Just, we're back from a break, and after you just play that. What else do we got? Oh, one of my... The Buckeye Guy Baloney song. Buckeye Guy singing the Baloney song. Oh. A classic. Get ready.
My Bologna has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My Bologna has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Beautiful.
Bologna.
Yeah.
Bologna.
Bologna.
Bologna is what he says, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Bologna. Bologna.
And then the classic, late George Kasotis, PS-117.
That's a good one.
Here we go.
PS-117.
Here we go. Give it to us.
Cheer, cheer for 117. Our school is always supreme. Loyal sons of liberty, marching along to victory. Our standards are ever high. We will always reach towards the sky. We will always stand right by good old 117.
Wonderful.
I think that's great.
You know, the one we don't have, we should have Mary Ann's cheer. Remember her, Akalakachi, Akalakacho? I don't ever remember it. But it's funny. It's funny.
You
all right.
You could find it.
Huh?
You could find it somewhere.
Somewhere. But, then, you know, we also played the Boy Meets World Jumpin' and Jivin' from Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, I do remember that.
See,
yes.
I think that's very good. Now, this was who? She didn't win, I don't think.
Well, you'll have that.
Danielle Fishel from Dancing with the... No. She was from Boy Meets World, and she invited 99-year-old... he's old.
Yeah, I got that.
The teacher from whatever it was, Boy Meets World, to be on Dancing with the Stars with her. And boy, this was just it was a wonderful moment. Now, just picture people dancing while you hear this. To the theme song, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They got him propped up against the desk. I like it.
Yeah, he's just leaning up against
just
the desk.
Just leaning.
Dancing the Jive with her partner, Pasha Pashkov, it's Danielle Fishel.
Running down this road we call life is what we're doing. But you know I have friends who will always stand by me. When this boy meets world, boy meets world, this boy meets world.
That right there, that was my inspiration in life to do the whatever they do down at the women's club.
I think you'd be great.
I haven't got a phone call yet. Their little dancing hoop-de-doody, whatever it is.
Don't they call it Dancing with the Stars?
No, they call it something else. Oh. Night at the whatever. But I've been. Linda has been in it.
Linda won.
Linda won. I was there that night.
Yes.
Moral support.
That's right.
Carrington and I went.
Teamwork.
Certainly. And I picked both winners that night, by the way.
Wasn't that nice?
Should have bet.
I think you're a certified judge now.
I think that was before sports gambling was legal in Ohio.
I don't think so.
But here's the thing. They have not called, but you know, maybe the phone's been off the hook. You never know.
I'm sure.
I'm not saying I would do it. Because there is a little bit of, you know, goofiness to the whole thing. Like the police chief's going to be up there dancing this year.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Wonder, well, there's too easy a joke there. I could have gone. I'm not going to do it. But anyway, God, sometimes just letting those go is just hard. Hurt you. It hurts you. But I'll be glad to take the phone call.
That's good.
Chances are I wouldn't do it, but I would take the phone call. You know, I'm no star, but I think it'd be interesting to see what would happen.
Get up there and do the drive?
Well, because I could do that.
That'd be a good dance.
I could do that much.
I'm good on all that. That's a lot of work.
No, you could do it. It's just moving your feet.
Yeah, I could do it, but I don't want to. I got, you know, that's so much choreography. That's a lot of effort you got to put into a dance I'm never going
to
use.
We all like to show off. We're all just big show-offs. All just big hams.
I've got bigger things to... Look, I've won...
Hey, I'll say that. The night I was there with Linda, Ray Grogan was one of the dancers.
How'd he do?
Well, I'll tell you, nothing was manufactured that night. I'll tell you that. Nothing was manufactured that night.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, he was nervous. Nervous.
Well, I can imagine.
Probably.
I mean, I wouldn't want to get up there and dance.
Going out there dancing?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Well, it's not all those people. That room ain't that big.
Oh. Why do you? I don't know. How many people are there?
Maybe 100.
Yeah, that's about what I expected.
Maybe. There's only 3 sides. I don't even know if it's 100. Maybe. They have good food.
That's nice.
But again, I'm not saying nobody's asked, but I would think about it. What I'd really like to angle in is on a judge. They need a judge who'll be honest, who doesn't know anything.
Just, how did it look?
Yeah, like, God. That was terrible. You know? Better luck next time. Because they have no comedy in that show. Like I said, the host, God bless them. The hosts are okay, but oh, those corny, corny jokes.
Oh, I think they were just trying to not, like, you know, bomb it or something.
Right, but I mean, they're not comedians. Don't do comedy.
Yeah, but you're not a comedian.
No, I'm not a comedian either, but I would not do that.
You wouldn't do comedy?
No.
Oh, well, I see.
No. I'm not a comedian.
I understand that.
Like reading jokes and...
Well, I don't think you should... You should. Well,
and it's like the audience knows their jokes, so they have to laugh. Yeah, okay.
Or one of those.
Yeah. Well, you know it's a joke. They just don't have any... like me, they wouldn't have any timing. There's no timing there. So just announce the people and keep it moving.
Wow, that was great. Next up we have...
Yeah. And then, like, if you want to say something, but say it on the spot. Don't, not that planned, hokey, jokey stuff.
Yeah, but there's too much risk involved with that. You could bomb a joke.
That's what you want to see. No. Try to do a joke.
Oh, but that's what you just said.
Try to do... No, like, okay, let's say something, but you don't know till it happens.
Well, I understand.
Like, somebody gets up there and is sweating. You say, whew, man, were they sweating. My goodness. They were sweating as much as I was getting ready for this thing. You know, like that. But that's off the top of your head. You got to have it. See, that's why I don't like planned jokes. They have no relevance to what's going on.
Well, planned jokes just, they don't get delivered right a lot of the time.
It's hard
to deliver a planned
joke. They can
joke.
Do whatever they want. God bless them. They're not inviting me to anything. But I'm just trying to give constructive criticism.
I'm sure
here.
It's good.
I'm just giving constructive criticism. That's all I'm doing.
I'm sure the event's fine.
Well, yeah, it's fine. Nobody's saying it's a disaster.
Well, yeah.
But I'm just saying people should always work to be better.
I'd agree with that.
That's it.
I'd agree.
Listen, if you heard some of those jokes...
I did not hear any of those jokes. They're just like dad jokes or something?
I mean, they're trying...
They're trying.
I mean, it just, but they're not comedians.
Yeah.
Likeable enough, folks. Likeable will get you far.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What happened to the theme song? Nobody has theme songs anymore.
There are still theme songs.
Like what? What is a popular theme song? Everybody had a theme song. It had words. I mean, you just, everything.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I mean, you know, SpongeBob got a theme song. Family Guy's got a theme song. American Dad's got a theme song.
These are old shows now. They've been around a long time.
Family Guy is still running.
Yeah, but it's been around a long time.
I think American Dad might be still running. I don't know about that one, though.
I don't know what that is. But everything in
The Simpsons? I don't think theirs has lyrics. I think it's just The Simpsons. You know, that whole thing.
It's got a little bit. But, you know, I don't know. Everything had a theme song. Everything.
I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm sure there are theme songs.
No, I don't think they have them like they used to.
Well, they might not be as big a thing as they used to be.
Yeah, but that's how you used to recognize a show, was the theme song.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's any. Well, yeah.
Like Cheers had a great theme song.
I don't know what that is.
Huh?
I don't know what Cheers is.
You never saw Cheers, the TV show? About God. You need help.
I watch TV. Like, I watch, you know, old TV.
Well, here's a little. Now, this was actually funny. We can play this here this morning. This is from the 75th anniversary of NBC. And Martin Short came out, and the audience was filled with stars of the old shows. And he did the theme songs with the people. Well, sometimes, if everybody was dead, you'll have to you'll pay attention. Pay attention.
Okay.
Salute the theme songs, NBC's 75th. Here we go. Martin Short.
Ladies and gentlemen, Martin Short.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. And please be seated. Studio 8H, originally the home of musical master maestro Arturo Toscanini and his NBC Symphony. Sounds classy, huh? Tonight, in the spirit of Toscanini, we bring you more of NBC's musical legacy, the theme songs. You know, in my business, or in our business, there's an old saying, theme songs are like Botox. They get under your skin and they stay there for about 4 months. And now, some of the greatest theme songs ever written. Oh. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning, flying there under. Oh, why do I feel so alive?
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. You're learning the facts
of life. What would we do, baby, without us? What would we do, baby, without us?
another thrill.
Woo-hoo! What would we do, baby, without a shining moon?
I know you gals know this one. Thank you for being a friend. Look, I'm really thrilled to see you both, but it's not your time, is it? Thank you. I'll let you know.
Okay?
Good. Thank you for being a friend. Traveling down the road and back again. My heart is true and you're a pal and a confidant.
These golden girls don't! I'll let you know.
You would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say, what would it say, Rune Betty?
That's
not yet. Thank you for being a friend. That's enough.
Chico, don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't so hard to understand. And I know things will get better. Yes, they will. For Chico and the man. Yes, they will. For Chico and McMahon.
We're not the one to settle up run bonanza. Any one of us that starts a little buzz knows he can count on me. Bonanza!
I better stop doing this. I'm getting a major Healy. Oh.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
So thank you, NBC, for songs that will forever stick in our heads. We now invite everyone to join us in this one. Making your way in the world today takes everything you got.
Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
Everybody, am I nuts?
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see. I told them they're all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
Where are the theme songs today? Well, maybe we find them when we come back. After this short but important break.
Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla, I wanted the M. So Marla Gibbs had a better rhythm to me.
Marla,
and so I don't know that's why it was successful, but it was successful.